Chapter 7. The residents here aren't as sprightly as the people in our retirement center, Lexi heard Ida whisper into Ruth's ear as they approached the door leading into the Sunny Acres retirement home. Looking through the glass doors, she could see why Ida might think that. The lobby was dotted with elderly, frail people dozing in chairs. A couple of them were lined up in the hall in their wheelchairs. They did seem less sprightly in contrast to the Brook Ridge Retirement Center, where Nans and the ladies lived, which was always bustling with active seniors. Lexi held the door open. Nans, Ruth, Ida, and Helen proceeded past her and Sprinkles inside. "Oh, you must be Sprinkles!" A bubbly nurse's aide rushed over and bent down to pet the dog. Sprinkles happily accepted the attention, wagging her tail and licking the woman's hand. The commotion woke up the sleepers, who started to try to get out of their chairs. Lexi realized most of them wouldn't be able to bend down to pet the small dog, so she motioned for them to stay seated and pulled Sprinkles over to the sitting area. Introductions were made all around, and Nans and the girls started up conversations while Lexi showed off Sprinkles. "I live over at Brook Ridge Retirement. I think one of our nurses, Nurse Rothschild, came from here, didn't she?" Ruth said to a pleasant woman who had introduced herself as Alma. Alma made a face.
"She sure did."
"What's that?"
the man beside her said, loudly cupping his ear.
"Nurse Rothschild," Alma said in a loud voice, leaning towards him.
"Oh, she was mean."
He nodded his head.
"You guys didn't like her? Why? What did she do?" Ruth asked.
"It's not any one thing. She just didn't have much of a bedside manner," Alma said a bit guardedly.
"Oh, look at the cute dog."
Lexi's attention was drawn by two girls who ran squealing over to Sprinkles.
"Can we pet him?"
"Yes, and it's a her," Lexi said as she watched the girls cautiously approach the dog. Sprinkles loved kids and eagerly licked their hands and submitted to their gentle petting. "What's your name?" Lexi asked the taller girl.
"Bethany, and this is my sister, Catherine."
"I'm Lexi, and this is Sprinkles," Lexi said, eliciting giggles from the girls when they heard the dog's name. Ruth's rather loud voice caught the girls' attention when she said,
"Were there any strange deaths when she was here?"
Lexi's eyes went wide, and she elbowed Ruth in the ribs, nodding her head towards the young girls.
"Oh."
Ruth covered her mouth with her hand. The talk of death didn't seem to bother the girls at all.
"Nana San was mad her friend died when she shouldn't have," Bethany said with a shrug.
"Oh, really? When was this?"
Ruth asked. The two girls looked at each other, their faces screwed up in concentration. After a second, Catherine's face lit up.
"It was last Easter," she said. "Yes, I remember it because Smiling Sam gave us Easter candy," Bethany added.
"Smiling Sam?"
Nans looked down at the two girls, her eyebrows raised.
"He was the janitor here, but he left."
"Why did Nana San think her friend shouldn't have died?"
"She said Renee, that was her friend, was too healthy and strong. She broke her hip, though, and had to go to the hospital."
Lexi exchanged a look with the other ladies.
"Bethany,"
a voice echoed from down the hall.
"Catherine."
"That's Nana San. We better go."
The two girls turned and ran down the hall in the direction the voice had come from. Ruth turned back to the women she had been talking to.
"Did other people who seemed otherwise healthy die like that?"
"Well, now that you mention it, I did think it was a little strange when Harold Sims died,"
a woman with a mass of bluish-gray hair said.
And Anita Fisher, just a few days later, added a different woman, this one with a matching magenta polyester top and pants.
What?
Shouted the man on the couch. Everyone turned to look at him, then went back to their conversation. They were standing close together, almost as if in a huddle, their voices hushed. Sprinkles sat at Lexi's feet, all but forgotten. Did the others die last year, too? Nans asked. Blue hair pursed her lips in a thin line.
I think so. No, that was this past summer. No, I can't remember. All the days seem the same in here.
Wait, it was right after Christmas, not this past Christmas, the one before, Magenta Suit said. Nan sparkled with excitement.
Well, we should probably take Sprinkles into the other rooms.
Lexi figured Nan's was trying to hurry things along so she could get back to her computer. She turned towards the door, nudging Sprinkles along.
Oh, well, thanks for bringing Sprinkles, Alma said, bending down to rub the dog's ears.
You're welcome, Lexi said, then stepped out into the hall, heading in the direction the two girls had run off in. Maybe Nana San would have some useful information. She was eager to get the rest of the visit over with as quickly as she could, so they could double-check the information they had just gleaned. If what they just learned was true, they may have just discovered the killer. It was one of those rare early spring days when the temperature felt unseasonably warm for the time of year. Maybe it had just been so cold lately that 50 degrees seemed like a heat wave, but Lexi hoped spring had arrived early. When they left Sunny Acres, the ladies had a hankering for ice cream, so Lexi took them to her favorite place, King Cone. They ordered black and white frappes for themselves and a small vanilla soft serve in a dish for Sprinkles. Sitting around the weathered picnic table, they slurped their drinks. Lexi could feel the sun warming her back, which was a sharp contrast to the drink freezing her mouth. The creamy taste of vanilla with just a hint of chocolate hit the spot. Sprinkles sat on the ground, her nose pressed to the cup, trying to lick up every last drop.
Well, that certainly was an enlightening visit, Nan said.
Yes, we'll have to double-check everything, though, Ruth added.
Naturally, but if it proves true, that's a good argument that Rothschild is the murderer.
Lexi scrunched her brows together. But why would she do it?
I don't know. Maybe she just likes to kill people. She seems mean enough.
Well, you guys always taught me to look for the motive. But I guess liking to kill is motive enough. Lexi wrapped her lips around the straw and tried to pull some of the frozen frappe up through it.
Perhaps,
Ruth said, popping her dentures back in.
There might be another motive. Or it could all be coincidence. Either way, I think we need to look a little deeper into Nurse Rothschild's past,
Nan said. Lexi nodded. First, we should verify Rothschild was even at Sunny Acres when those deaths occurred. Then we should try to determine if the deaths really were suspicious.
That's going to be tough. Those people didn't seem to have very good memories.
Ida pried the plastic lid from the top of her frappe and poured some of it into Sprinkles' cup. Lexi watched the dog lap at it energetically, the cup inching forward with each lap. I wish we had a way of getting them to be more sure of the dates. Otherwise, we may waste a lot of time.
I know exactly how to do that,
Helen said.
I can just hypnotize them.
Lexi chewed the inside of her cheek, remembering how Helen had helped her recall the details of a murder scene once by hypnotizing her. Would that work for this?
Of course, they'll be able to clearly remember the dates and circumstances.
We'd have to be careful. I don't think Sunny Acres would be too keen on us hypnotizing their residents.
Of course, I'll do it very subtly. Maybe we can arrange another visit with Sprinkles, and you all can keep a lookout while I do the dirty work.
Lexi's brows furrowed together. Would hypnotizing these elderly people have any adverse side effects? Helen looked at Lexi, as if reading her thoughts, said,
Don't worry, dear, it's all perfectly safe. They may even find they have a renewed sense of vigor after I'm done with them.
Lexi's eyes narrowed. Okay. Well, if you're sure. The ladies nodded, then slurped the rest of their frappes.
Let's not forget the earring Lexi found either.
Nan stood and collected the cups from everyone.
We need to try to find out who that belongs to. If it's Rothschild's, it could add to our case. We should also try to figure out if there is anything else going on, like if she has any unusual financial transactions, or if something strange is happening at these facilities when the deaths happen,
Ruth said.
Did you get a chance to feel Jack out about the case?
Ida said, wiggling the first two fingers of each hand in the air to resemble quotes when she said the feel Jack out part. The other women snickered, and Lexi rolled her eyes. He doesn't think anything funny is going on. He said maybe if more people die, he'd look into it.
So he probably doesn't want you investigating it,
Nan said. Lexi's heart clenched, and she looked down, picking at an errant thread on the bottom of her t-shirt.
No. Well, that's okay, dear. Men can be a little strange at times. But I always say, what they don't know can't hurt them,
Nan said, turning with a wink and heading towards the car.